Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome, everyone, to the Guard Your Heart podcast today. I really want to pose a question and address something that I noticed within the Christian community. Now, it's something that I've always noticed, but I guess recent events and everything just kind of really brought it to light. And so I just want to talk about it. Now, let me lay a little backstory. So in light of all of these social issues that have erupted the past 2 years or so, and that has gotten constant coverage, due in part to the pandemic and things being really slow, I began to notice that people who I knew personally and who I may have known through a Christian Facebook group or something like that, you know, I noticed that they would take a very negative approach or a negative perspective to what was going on. Now, I am a black man from the south side of Chicago, and I do not expect everyone to react or even have the same type of thoughts that I do. That's a given. But I found myself hearing people bash the victims, mock the situation. Really, they just showed a very ugly side. And well, honestly, they showed you who they really were. And then they would begin to parade for and quote those who pushed their side. And everything started to become about agendas, honestly. And it was no longer about, well, what does God think of this situation? How does God want me to address this situation, if any? What should I pray? How should I pray? It all became about their personal feelings and their personal disdain towards that situation. All of a sudden, everyone had a position. Everyone had a stance. And it seemed like if you didn't take a stand or take a position, you were completely in the wrong. In the meantime, there wasn't exactly a lot of prayer and understanding going forth to what was actually going on. You just had to make a harsh judgment. And if you weren't saying the same things that they were, then you were wrong and you need to go sit down somewhere. Not only were we attacking the victims, we began attacking each other. And we're just sowing chaos and not doing anything productive and edifying. And we're supposed to be the body of Christ. So my question is to my fellow Christians, those who claim to be a follower of Christ and to believe in his word, why can't we put aside our personal beliefs or biases and just focus on what God wants us to focus on when some of these things happen? Whether you see it as an injustice or not, a crisis or not, you still need to take a moment to look at it the way God would look at it. We literally say to people, Jesus loves you, but at the same time, we show no mercy for their situation, no understanding or compassion. And instead, we talk about them behind their back, and we basically condemn them and tell them that they deserve to be in the situation that they are in. When Jesus was going to feed the 5,000, he looked upon them and he had compassion for them. The Bible is filled with examples where a person or a group of people would cry out and God would hear their plea, and he would, in his wisdom, devise a plan to bring them justice, because God is a God of justice. Not once was he ever about kicking someone while they were down. This superiority mentality that we have somehow gathered, nurtured up within ourselves and grown is something that we really need to eliminate within ourselves and within the body of Christ. We are supposed to be the most compassionate, merciful, loving people on the planet, because we are supposed to be like Christ, the most compassionate, loving person being of all time. And honestly, it's not even about understanding sometimes. We don't truly need to know what it's like or what that person or what those people are going through, whoever they are. We just need to pray. And in that prayer time, in that reaching out for somebody else and going to God for their sake so that they can get justice, so that they can get peace, God will give us the understanding that we need when we act like him, when we seek him for those people who need it. That is our job. And too often, too many of us are failing at that job because of our own preconceived reasons. It's not a race thing. It's not a cultural thing. What I mean is that we are supposed to be Christians first and foremost, and we are supposed to address a situation the same way that Christ would. And the beautiful thing about it is that we are supposed to hear from God. We are supposed to be able to communicate from God. So there's no reason why we're not saying or doing the things that God should be telling us, unless, of course, it's because we're not trying to hear from God. We really need to check ourselves and ask ourselves, why do we verbally punish people who are already feeling down and who are already feeling in despair? Why don't we show them the love and give them the prayer and the help that they need? That is our job. Our job is to relate. Our job is to try to understand and look at the situation with love and compassion. To relate means to identify with, to feel sympathy for. I don't need you to try and suddenly become black to understand what a black person is going through. Nor does a white person need someone to become white, or an Asian, or Latin, etc., etc. What we just need is for someone to listen. We need someone to be willing to hear us out and to see the situation for what it is and to realize that justice needs to be done. I mean, really, that's all it is. We really don't need any extra judgment because we are already getting enough of that, as we're also getting beat down in whatever situation that we're in. You're not supposed to tell someone who's being abused or beaten that it's their fault for being in that situation. No, that's just wrong. When we look back at the story of Moses and the burning bush, you know, Moses asked God, "Lord, why haven't you delivered the Hebrews?" And God responds with, "I see what's going on. I see their pain by the ones that are oppressing them. I've heard their sorrows. I know what is going on. I know their cries, and I have a plan. I'm going to send you to lead my people out of Egypt, and you're going to tell Pharaoh to let my people go." I'm paraphrasing, of course. And that's how it would go, especially throughout the Old Testament. In times of trouble, when Israel would cry out before God due to their situation, their circumstance, God would send someone, and there'd be a mighty change in that nation within that generation. When women were barren and would cry out before God, God would hear their plea and he would bless them with child. Even in the time of Christ, when the Jews were in Roman captivity and they were crying out for a savior, for a Messiah, God sent them one. He sent them his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, God made man in the flesh, born of a virgin. He does not ignore the tough times and tribulations that people go through. No, he has an answer and he has a response. And we are his people. We are those who said we would give our lives to him to serve him. And we need to start looking at things the way that he does. The Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Let's begin to look at scripture and take note of all the times that God brought justice to a situation, that he brought his righteousness and said, "No, this is going to change. This is going to stop. And their lives is going to get better right now." It's time for us to really begin to walk in love and love thy neighbor as we are told to do so by Christ. I encourage you all, before we jump to any side one way or the other, let's remember to pray. Let's remember to go into our Bible and to look at things from a godly standpoint. Let's try to be more like God our Father. When an injustice occurs, he doesn't talk down and criticize. Instead, he's filled with compassion and love and justice, and he wants to do something about that situation. And that is the mind that we need to adopt. But that's enough for today now. Thank you all for listening, of course. Please remember to reach out and send me your prayer request. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord God, that your people would be more like you, that your people would take what you say, that they would emulate what you do, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they would try to be more like you, that they would look at their fellow man with love and compassion, just the same way that you looked at us, Father. For while we were sinners, you died for us. You loved the world so much that you gave your life for us, Father. Let us never lose sight of that, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you all for listening.